Women hold leadership positions up and down Wall Street, but you'd be hard-pressed to find a woman in a similar position at a hedge fund. We'll have details in a moment, but first, here are some money and market stories you need to know. Research published this week by the State University of New York indicates that chief executives who are paid less than their peers are four times more likely to lay off their employees. Researchers found that the CEOs who are paid less than the market rate for companies of their size and type were far more likely to announce a layoff. Plus, it turns out CEO pay generally increased in the year following a layoff when firm performance also improved. Don't hold your breath waiting for a Bitcoin-based exchange-traded fund. The SEC rejected applications for nine separate Bitcoin-based ETFs this week. The SEC's main reason for the denials is there aren't enough projections against fraud and market manipulations of the underlying products. The financial industry views a Bitcoin ETF as a way to attract mainstream retail investors and a way to make it simpler for investors to get exposure to the sector. And the journal's Heard on the Street team points out that while investors often try to draw connections between the occupant of the White House and performance of the stock market, there's little historical evidence to connect those dots. Case in point, President Trump said in an interview this week, he thinks, as he put it, the market would crash if he were impeached. But when John F. Kennedy was assassinated in November 1963, the S&P 500 fell by just 2.8% and recovered within days. And the near impeachment of Richard Nixon and impeachment of Bill Clinton, meanwhile, happened during extended bear and bull markets that continued after those events. Wall Street Journal reporter Rob Copeland joins us. And as women continue to join and rise to the upper ranks of corporations, the pace seems significantly lower at the country's top hedge funds. So, Rob, only two women among the largest hedge funds?
Well, there's only two women in charge of investing at the largest hedge funds. And this is a super important point because women in the hedge fund industry, which is maybe the most lucrative industry in the world, definitely on Wall Street, tend to be put into lower-paying, less important roles. And of the largest 50 hedge funds, only two of them are run by women.
So what kinds of positions do they wind up holding?
Well, you may or may not be surprised. They wind up holding investor relations jobs, marketing jobs, taking meetings, selling the fund, occasionally a COO or a GC job. But these jobs pay just a lot less than an investing role.
There was something kind of revealing and a bit troubling in your story. It's how some hedge funds have hired women based on looks and shifting focus away from experience or education.
And it's 100% true, and every person in the industry knows it, and they hate talking about it. We have an example in the story of a relatively small fund that hired a 26-year-old former Ukrainian model. She had not been to college. She had no financial experience, and they put her out there with a pitch book and were asking investors for money.
Wow, that's kind of unorthodox.
It's not that unorthodox is the thing.
It seems like this is going to have a collision at some point with the Me Too movement.
A lot of men and women in the industry who I spoke to said that this was a disaster waiting to happen. You have predominantly men with big checkbooks who represent big public pension funds and endowments and sovereign wealth funds, and they have a choice of who to invest with. And unfortunately, more often than not, they're meeting with women to make that decision.
Now, the hedge fund world is a bit unique. You wrote this in your story, and that the power is concentrated in the investment ranks as opposed to the executive ranks, which would be higher ranks in other areas of corporate America.
Correct. So the CEO of a hedge fund is essentially an unimportant person. Now, they make a lot compared to, frankly, me or you, but the billionaires, the names you see, the Ray Dalios, the George Soros, the Jim Simons, these guys are on the investing side, and they make billions upon billions of dollars a year when they do well.
And there was a little item in your story about how the networking group known as 100 Women in Hedge Funds had to change its name.
It was unintentionally hilarious, even for them. They used to be called 100 Women in Hedge Funds. They couldn't find enough women in hedge funds to join the group, so they called it 100 Women in Finance. And even now, with that, of the 27 members of their various boards, not a single one of those women holds a top investing role at a hedge fund.
All right. That is Wall Street Journal reporter Rob Copeland joining us here in our studio. Rob, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York for the Wall Street Journal.